I'm here with Irma Gomez, all the way from California.
Hello.
Hello. Shout out Texas Chuckle. He asked, would you rather be with a man who is clingy or reserved?
I think I would say clingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know. What about you?
I've been with a man that was clingy and it didn't last long. So I feel like maybe reserved this time.
Reserved?
Yeah. It like lasted a month. So yeah.
Well,
when they're like always there, it's kind of, you know, annoying. Okay, would you rather be with Maluma or your husband? Choose wisely.
I know who this is from. I'm going to say my husband, only because I know he's the one asking. And he's going to listen, so.
I had to Google who Maluma was.
And what do you think?
He's okay.
He's okay?
He's, well, like, I only looked at a picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he probably has a nice personality.
Maybe.
Shout out to your husband for asking the question. check out his podcast, Chabo 101. And yeah, what movie did you watch?
We went to watch The Pope's Exorcist.
Oh, wow. Is it good?
It's good. It wasn't scary. I thought it would be more like scary, mm-hmm. but it was like, how do you say? It wasn't a scary movie. It has a good story. I mean, I liked the story part of it, but I mean, I guess if you don't really like those type of movies.
Was it like The Exorcism?
Do you ever watch like the first Exorcist movie?
Some like parts I remember.
Yeah, it's similar, but I guess this has to do more with like the Vatican and like their exorcist person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good.
I've been to the Vatican and there's, yeah, like a lot of, when I went to the Vatican, there was a Pope, like a glass coffin.
Mm-hmm. I remember all that too.
Oh yeah, you went like a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
And they like to preserve the body, like I think they put wax in.
Is it wax? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You remember that guy, right? In the coffin?
Yeah.
I remember that. That was like a long time ago, but yeah. Okay. So next time we meet up, would you rather travel to Vegas again or Mexico again?
Like a different part of Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go to Mexico.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe Mexico City or something.
Yeah, we should do that.
Would you rather have to snort when laughing every time or sneeze 3 times after you eat?
Sneeze 3 times after I eat.
Do you know anyone that sneezes like after they eat?
No.
Or snort? My dad used to sneeze like 3 times after he ate.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
That's so weird.
It's like you knew he was full because he like sneezed.
Anyways. Do you ever hiccup after you eat like french fries?
Only french fries?
Or, I mean, like if I don't know, but that it always happens to me when I eat french fries.
If I eat fast, I will hiccup.
Really?
Yeah.
If I eat french fries, like even me, like two or three, I start hiccuping.
Really?
Yeah, and it doesn't stop until like I hold my breath.
And you don't hiccup if you like eat a potato?
No. It's only like french fries.
And it could be like any french fry?
Any french fry, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know why.
That is funny. Yeah, I only like hiccup if I like eat really fast. I'm like really hungry and I'm like shoving it down my throat, and then mm-hmm. and like I think I had didn't I have the hiccups in Mexico? I feel like I did. I can't remember.
I think so, but I can't remember where we were.
Yeah, I can't remember where. But it lasted like all night. I think we were like downtown Cancun.
Was it? I can't remember.
Or maybe at the hotel room. Yeah. So Chris Spring Live, he wants to know, would you rather find out the love of your life is related or get fired from every job after a week?
So like Edgar's my
brother?
Oh god.
Or cousin.
I would rather get fired.
Yeah, me too. Shout out to Chicano-ish and Ask the Fellas. So if you listen to the latest episode of Chicano-ish, they talk about like how this couple, they've been married for like a while and they have like kids and everything. Mm-hmm. And they had a wedding, but somehow they just found out they were related. Yeah. So what would you do if, and then shout out to Ask the Fellas, because Beans was on Ask the Fellas from Chicano-ish, and mm-hmm. they brought up the subject. So so also shout out to Chris Spring Live for bringing this subject up. Uh-huh. And yeah, what would you do if like you found out Edgar was related to you? Would you like what would you do?
Well, I don't know. So it's been what, like 16 years that we've been together?
Yeah, and you have two babies.
We have two kids. I mean, mm-hmm. we would just I don't know. That's so crazy.
Yeah. I know, right? Like if I was married or like I don't know. It'd be weird. Like you look at them and you're like, you know they're related.
Well, I mean oh well.
That's funny. I think most of them said that they would just like be friends and like not be together anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the fellas was like, well, we've already had kids and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like, well, yeah, you've already done everything, you know? But exactly. I don't know if, yeah, but if you think about it, like you wake up, like, would you really want to be with your cousin?
Well, not no, but like you've spent your like so many years with this person, like you can't just be like, oh, well, now we're just gonna be friends.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, I don't know.
It's hard. Like that would, like, that's crazy. I have like seen in the news that things like this happen. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you, like, why would you announce it to everyone? I would probably just be like, yeah, just act like we didn't hear that.
Yeah, like,
that was bad, but Like, if you've already been through, like, everything.
Exactly. Like, you already had sex with this person.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been having sex with this person for such a long time. And then to just say, oh, let's just be friends.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard one. If you're, like, together for a long time, that'd be really hard.
If you find out it's, like, he's, like, your third cousin, like, who cares?
Yeah.
You probably were never going to meet this third cousin in your whole life, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know who my third cousin is.
I don't know either, but...
I don't want to know. I don't want to think about it anymore. Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather cuddle watching a movie or dance at a club?
I would say cuddle, but Edgar would want to go dancing. Yeah.
Like, what kind of club would you want to go to?
Like, wherever they play Mexican music, he would go.
Senor Frogs?
Like, yeah, Senor Frogs.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Even though I filmed everyone dance.
I know. You didn't even get up to dance.
I know. I was like, there's not enough tequila in me.
There wasn't a lot of tequila in me either.
Actually, it was really hard to drink all of that. Like the slushy.
Yeah.
It was hard to like feel anything because, I can't drink too much of that.
Yeah, that's why I don't really like those slushy things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just have like a drink or like a shot.
Or a shot, yeah. Did you get a shot from the lady that like...
That was grabbing everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys weren't there. You missed it.
Oh, because we ran to the washroom because we were warned before we went. I was like, this is what... My friend warned me about, like, don't get the shot from the lady with the whistle.
No, but the shot was really good. I don't know what it was, but it was good.
Like lemon or?
No, it was like, it was a fruity, like, taste, but I can't remember what the bottle was.
Okay, but did she, like, what did they do? They, like, shake your head, right?
They shake your head. They grab your boobs.
Yeah.
And then they make Edgar take a shot from like she put the shot glass between my thighs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they made him do that, and then I had to do the same one with him.
Called a muff dive.
Yeah, and then they tried. She tried lifting Edgar's shirt, and he was like, "What the hell?" Like it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
I think I saw the video of that.
Oh, yeah.
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 We came back for when we watched his sister get it done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Yeah, but they take advantage with that.
And then they go
from one shot to the next, and then she just keeps going, and then it's like you're paying all this money, like...
How much was it?
I think we paid like 30, 40 bucks maybe.
Oh my God. American money.
Yeah.
Not pesos.
No. No. But I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Couples massage or workout session?
Workout.
I think no, I would do the couples massage.
Couples massage.
Or a couples session.
Yeah, I think couples massage. Not workout. No workout. It's like they just think about it. What did I just say? No, couples massage for sure.
Okay, candlelit dinner at home or go out for a night on the town?
Go out. No. Candlelit. What?
Candlelit.
Okay, that one.
Candlelit dinner at home or go out for a night on the town?
Candlelit dinner.
If I was having a candlelit dinner in my house, I would think like the power is out. And that's the only time I would need the candle, you know? So I would rather go out for a night on the town. Because it doesn't mean you have to go to a club, you know? You can just like walk around and like go by the water. Yeah.
The water's too far away from me, so.
You know what? I don't even think I've had a candlelit dinner.
Neither have I, but.
I think we should put this out here. I won't take this out with the podcast and let people know. We've never had a candlelit dinner.
Yeah, no.
And then maybe we'll get one.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Are you guys having a party?
No, there's people playing Mario Kart.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love
Mario Kart. They're having a little too much fun.
Aw.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a couple's photo shoot or a couple's video diary session?
A photo shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you have it?
In the middle of the forest.
In California?
No. Just kidding. but at the at the beach.
At the parking lot of Safeway.
Yeah.
The beach would be nice. Okay, just close your eyes and think of where we were at the beach in Cancun and like a photo shoot. What would you have in that photo shoot? Like what prop or like would you be sitting down? Would there be like balloons or what?
Why is this funny?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of it.
Okay. I don't know. I don't really do stuff like that, so I don't know.
Like, would you have a carpet laid out on the beach? And, like, chairs or couches?
No, I would just be sitting in the sand.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go in the water.
You know what I would do if I was there?
Yeah.
I would wait till one of those pelicans came down so it could be in the background.
What'd you call those? Pterodactyls?
Oh, yeah, pterodactyls. Actually, I'm drinking water out of my Cancun mug, and there's actually one of the pelican, or whatever it's called, pterodactyl, on the mug from Starbucks. Really? Yeah. You know the Starbucks? Uh-huh. Yeah, I got one in Cancun at the airport when we were waiting.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I think I showed you when I got it.
Yeah.
There's like a sea turtle, a tree, a pterodactyl, bathing suit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I would do. I would, like, have, like, nature involved in my photo shoot. Like, one of them swooping down behind us.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have a couple's video diary session?
No.
Okay. Okay, would you rather do a couple's hike or a bike ride?
I would go on a hike.
Yeah, I love hiking.
Yeah, we don't really hike, but I think Well, we did once, and I was like 5 months pregnant.
It was fun. Wow.
Yeah.
You should, you both should come up and visit, and we'll go hiking together here.
Oh, I know.
That'd be fun. And I really want to bike ride around Stanley Park, and I haven't done that yet. So that would be fun to do together.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Because you can rent a bike right before you enter the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just go around the whole park.
Is it a big park?
The Stanley Park. Do you remember that one?
I remember, the name, but I don't remember, what it looks like.
So, you know when you were at Waterfront where the killer whale was?
Oh, yeah.
So, it's right across the water.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you could bike from Waterfront to Stanley Park and around. All right. I can't believe you've been there and we never met up. But
That's Edgar's fault.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. That was his fault.
I like how we met in Vegas and then Mexico.
I know.
But you were here in Vancouver.
That was his fault, so blame him for that.
Next time, though. Would you rather go in a hot air balloon or a helicopter?
Helicopter.
Have you been in one?
No.
Have you been in a hot air balloon?
No.
Okay, so I've been in a helicopter.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember Gross Mountain?
No.
If you were at that killer whale, I'm always telling you,
okay,
this is the center. It's not even the center of Vancouver, but that's where you told me you were.
Mm-hmm.
You were looking at the water next to the killer whale.
Okay.
I think it would be, I'm pretty sure it's just right across the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mountain called Grouse Mountain. And you have to go up a gondola. Or you can hike up the mountain. Mm-hmm. And I've done that. I've done that a couple times. But we took the gondola up and then we went on the helicopter on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty scary because you're on the edge of a mountain and then you're going up in a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. It was $170 for 15 minutes or $130.
Really?
But it was worth it.
You know, I want to do the helicopter thing in Vegas.
Where did they go over the Grand?
What is it? I don't know what it's called. But
Lake Mead or whatever? Hoover Dam.
No, the Grand Canyon.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Wait.
Yeah, Grand Canyon.
I don't know, but I think there's that one, and then there's one that just goes around the strip.
I wonder if it'd be good.
But I want to do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Would you ever go in a hot air balloon?
I wanted to in Egypt.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Oh, yeah. You went to Egypt.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was so much fun. The food was so good.
I just remember the stories of Edgar on a camel. That was pretty cool.
When you thought he was writing it backwards. Remember?
Yeah. So there was a story of your husband on a camel. And it looked like he was riding the camel backwards.
Oh, my God.
And then he admitted, or he was like, it actually does look like.
It really did.
Yeah.
But we never noticed that until you pointed it out. And we were just laughing about it.
I want to see that picture again. That's funny.
Yeah, we wanted to do that in Egypt. But I was too scared to do it.
That would have been really fun in Egypt.
Yeah.
So speaking of camels, shout out to Kelly. Kelly is, she came to Mexico too. You remember her, right?
Yes, I do.
So she has a question. Would you rather one or two hump camel ride?
Wait, what?
Would you rather go on a one or two hump camel ride?
Two?
So, I didn't Google it, but okay. Is a camel, like, one hump is, like, a female and two humps is, like, a male or other way around?
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know either.
Okay. Well,
whatever, I was on that one.
So, did it have, like, two or one?
I think it had one, only one. Yeah, I think it was one. I'm not sure.
Sat behind the hump.
Yeah.
Did you just, like, hold onto the hump? Or you had, like, a saddle?
There was a saddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I can look up. I have my iPad here. I'm going to look up the difference of a one hump, two hump. The one with the two is a Mongolian camel. And it's found in Central Asia. Okay. So was it hard to ride it?
No. It was, like, at first when they're, like, kneeling or sitting? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it goes up, like, it gets up. That's, like, the hardest part because it feels like you're going to fall over.
Yeah.
So I think that was, like, the only, like, hard part about it.
And were you fine, like, once you were up, or were you, like, screaming?
Oh, no, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a horse?
Yeah, and I was screaming the whole time.
Oh. Well.
And it didn't have any humps.
Then you probably won't like the camel.
I feel like I would try it, and then, you know.
But you definitely should, though. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun. How long were you in Egypt for?
4 days.
Oh, wow.
We were in Cairo for 2 days, and then we were in, what's the other place?
Can't think.
Crap. It was a nicer. It was nicer than Cairo. I can't remember what it's called. It was an hour plane ride from Cairo.
Okay, let me think. Let me Google it. Hour plane ride from Cairo. Hour plane ride from Cairo.
Oh my God, what is it called?
It says Toronto. How many hours is Cairo to Canada? 12 hours and 20 minutes. That's not what I was asking.
Oh my okay. God.
Is Cairo the capital? Capital.
Yes.
Of. Yeah, I think it was. I learned that in school. Okay.
Did you say Google?
I Google it. Yeah. I Googled it just in case. Egypt cities. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Alexandria.
No.
Luxor?
Luxor.
Oh, that's in Vegas.
No.
I've been there too.
Oh my God. No, yeah, we were 2 days in Cairo and then 2 days in Luxor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And the food was probably really good.
It was really good. You know, I had, what's it called? Onion soup for the first time.
Oh, wow. Like French onions?
I think so. I don't know. They just said onion soup. And I was like, I don't eat onions. Like, I don't like onions.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good. I was so surprised. I was like, dude, I'm not I didn't want to eat it. And then Edgar was like, just try it. You're going to like it. I was like, no. And I did because the guy, the tour guide, was right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be rude. So I tried it. And it was really good. Yeah.
So did it have like bread inside?
No.
Okay. Because French onion soup is like, there's like bread and... Okay, cool.
Yeah, so no, it didn't have any bread, but they said it was onion soup, so, but it was good. I was so surprised, yeah.
Okay, would you rather do a wine tasting tour or a brewery tour?
I would say brewery.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't drink wine.
I drink wine, but I don't like it that much.
I'd rather take shots.
Mm-hmm. Or have like a light, like pale ale beer.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather go fishing or hunting?
Hunting.
Really?
Yeah, fishing's so boring.
I'd rather go fishing. My uncle, he's a hunter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like at his house when we used to go over, and he had like a black bear on the wall and then a moose,
mm-hmm.
like a head of a moose, and they would hang stockings at Christmas time. But anyways, you'd sit under the moose and you'd get up and you'd like hit your head because it was so big. But anyways, I just remember a story, like him and his daughter went hunting,
mm-hmm.
and then she was there, and this like bear showed up out of nowhere, and I don't think they had like the gun ready.
Yeah,
and it, yeah, I don't know, just like I'd rather go fishing, you know, like fish can't like attack you.
No, but I don't know. My dad used to take us fishing when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was like, okay, this is kind of fun, like, you know, but then it was like, you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
For like hours, and then you don't even catch anything. Well, I mean, at least I never did.
I went fishing once and I caught 2 fish, like catfish.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never been hunting, but I feel like mm-hmm. that's more like a adrenaline rush, or I don't mm-hmm. like. It's more exciting.
I guess I would go hunting like during the day, not like stay over.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't do that either. No.
Okay. Would you rather do a karaoke night or a trivia night?
Trivia. I don't sing.
I don't either.
Well, at least not in public.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was just at a bar last night and the music wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a trivia night and I wasn't part of it. But I heard some of the questions and I'm like, how do these people know? Like, it was like a random question. It was like, in 1918, someone lived in this building. It's like, how do you know that?
I know. Did anyone, like, answer correctly?
I don't know. But the questions that I heard, I was like, what? Like, how would they even know that? Yeah. Would you rather go on a canoe adventure or zip lining?
I don't know. I want to do both. Maybe zip lining.
Yeah. The canoe adventure is fun,
uh-huh.
But it's really hard work if you don't have any like arm muscles. So if you have like people that will like could like do it for you, it's really good.
Okay.
And then the zip lining in Mexico is pretty fun. And at the end, you, like, zip line into the water.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather do that than, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather go to an art museum or a history museum?
History.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because you like art, like you just look at it. But uh-huh. like history, you learn about it and look at it.
Yeah.
Even though you can learn about it, you learn about art, but history has so much history to it.
Yeah.
I went to the Titanic exhibition, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, I want to go to that.
Yeah. It was really cool learning about it and, like, seeing things from under the water.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing about it was we went in as a family, and then you choose a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out if you die or not at the end. Yeah.
Did you die?
I can't remember. Yeah, it was really weird. It's like, that's weird. But, yeah. Okay. Would you rather go to a romantic getaway or a fun... Wait, didn't I ask that already? Romantic getaway or a fun adventure?
Fun adventure.
Yeah, me too. Would you rather live in a big city or a small town?
A small town.
I feel like I would want to live in a small town, like, if it's close by a big city.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you live in a small town, can you go shopping?
Yeah. Yeah, only, like, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I agree. Because if you're in the middle of nowhere, then what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to What Can Go Wrong podcast. It's funny you'd say that podcast. Mindless Digital. There's a new one. Did you hear about Polar Bear? He has a new podcast.
Oh, I did. I did hear about it, but I haven't listened.
Yeah, I let him know that I was going to check it out on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then shout out to Elsa. She wants to know, would you rather never have pizza again or never have tacos?
Never have pizza.
Oh, man. I feel like I would never have, even though I love tacos, I feel like I have pizza more.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never. I would go for the tacos.
Would you rather never have Coke or Micheladas again?
Coke.
Including Pepsi.
Yeah. No Coke or Pepsi.
Because Micheladas are the best.
Yes, they are.
I've been introducing people to Micheladas here.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, once I like something, I will like let everyone know.
And what do they think? Do they like them?
I think they liked them. Like, I think maybe I put, like, too much spice. Like, I put a lot of Tabasco in because I like it like that. But I feel like some people just are not used to that.
Okay.
So maybe I should just, like, put half the amount next time. So they don't go home with, like, a stomach ache.
Yeah.
But I went to the place down the street, and I got, they had like one more chamoy left.
Really?
Yeah. I was like looking around and where the place where they, like the spot where they have chamoy, mm-hmm. it wasn't there. And I was like so sad. But I like went up to the lady and I asked, and she's like, I have one left. And I was so happy.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know that store you're talking about?
Yeah.
You know what it's called?
Here, let me Google it. Why?
Because you know how you were showing me, you sent me a picture of like all the things you got?
Yeah.
And the name of the store was there. And then yeah. Edgar was watching this guy on YouTube that he was in Vancouver and he was at the store.
Oh my God, really?
At the same store. And I was like, wait. And then I had to
What? I want to see that.
Go back to the picture you sent me. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, it is. It's the same store.
So it's me, Tierra, Latina, store, Burnaby.
On yeah, Houston. That one. That's
what I live has. Really. All right. To be the people that are from here, I don't live close. I do not live near the store.
Oh my God.
But I kind of do.
It's just down the street.
Down, like a little bit further down the street. But no, it's a really cool store. And that's where I got my my spicy mangoes. And I brought them to work, and I was like getting everyone to try. I'm like, try these. Because I never grew up, like, having candy, like, spicy candy.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about it until I think you sent me a package and Lizzie and Freddie sent me a package.
Uh-huh.
That was the first time I've ever even, like, heard about that. And I was like, this is, like, so cool.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, but the guy, he was at the grand opening.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was doing this thing for YouTube.
I wonder if he's like my cousin.
Just kidding. No, he was Mexican.
Oh. If you find his YouTube, send it to me.
Yeah, I'll see if Edgar has it, because he always watches, like, they're doing, like, documentaries or I don't know what they're doing, but he was like, oh, look, this guy's in Canada. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a store.
Yeah.
It was so crazy because we were just talking about it. And yeah. Then he shows me the video. I was like, that's so crazy.
Yeah. I love that store. Because, like, after going to, like, I went before. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Mexico. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I remember that in that, what was that? The gas station we were at?
The OXXO?
Yeah, OXXO. OXXO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like saw like a bunch of stuff I saw over there. That was pretty cool. Okay, would you rather talk to animals or talk to or speak all foreign languages?
Foreign languages. No. Yeah. Wait, no, I want to talk to animals.
Really? Yeah. What do you think they would say?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. Like,
yeah.
You know? That's
okay. I would, like, be a little freaked out.
Well, yeah, me too. But then it's like, you look at a bird and you're like, what the hell is he, like, doing?
But at the same time, a parrot can talk.
Well, yeah, but that's just a parrot.
Yeah, but it is a bird.
Well, no, but like a crow or a pterodactyl. Yep.
Why can a parrot talk and not a crow?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like a pelican. What if the pelican started talking?
Yeah, while you were doing your photo shoot. Imagine.
Yeah. All right. I think I would rather all foreign languages. It would be really fun to, like, travel and then just be able to talk to anyone.
Uh-huh. Then you know if they're talking about you.
But they wouldn't, because I would give them a look and be like, don't even dare. You know?
Yeah.
Or if they did, I'd be like, you better go to church and ask for forgiveness. Because I just heard what you said.
You better go to church. That's what you would say?
Yeah. In the foreign language. You'd rather be stranded on an island alone or be stranded with the person you hate the most?
Alone.
I think I would rather be stranded with the person I hate the most.
Why?
Because if you're alone, you're alone. But the person you hate the most, I feel like you would become friends with them because you're stranded with them. Like, do you... I don't hate anyone that much that I would want to, like, you know, never talk to them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it would just make it easy, like, it would be easier to have someone there.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'd rather be alone.
Unless they're really evil. Like, they want to kill you, or...
Yeah, well, what if you hate her, but, and you think she's trying to be, or he or she, whatever, they're trying to be nice to you, but they're just, like, planning on how they're going to kill you.
Oh, well, hopefully I don't know anyone like that.
We'll just hope we don't get stranded on an island.
Yeah, that's true. Like, then you wouldn't be able to sleep because you'd have to watch yourself.
Yeah.
So it depends, like, yeah. I don't really hate anyone. So I don't think I do.
I don't think I do either.
Yeah.
Do I?
Oh. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Would you rather get a face tattoo of something you choose or get a discreet tattoo but someone else chooses it for you?
A discreet tattoo.
Same. I thought about it. I'm like, if I did get a face tattoo, I think it would be like a flower, like on my forehead, but like in the corner on my face, not like something like a gun or, you know. What about you?
On my face?
Yeah.
Maybe like a star.
Mm-hmm.
On, let's see, like between my eyebrows. Let's see. I would do like a, what would I do? Like a smiley face somewhere.
On your head.
Like closer to my ear.
Oh, like on your ear. Okay, if it was on my ear, I wouldn't care. But if it was like on my, I was thinking like on my forehead.
I don't know.
Like if I had to choose, it would be like a, like a flower. Is it like a vine?
Mm-hmm.
Like just like around the hairline.
Okay, yeah.
I think it'd be nice.
Maybe, yeah.
Or like always tired.
I don't know. I never thought about getting tattoos, so I don't know.
I didn't really until now. But yeah, do you have any tattoos?
No.
I don't either. Do you want a tattoo?
Now, I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where I would get them.
I feel like I changed my mind on like what I would want so often that I don't think I should get one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know someone that had, and I'm not going to say who, but I know someone who had a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And put his name on her arm. And then they broke up and they have a new boyfriend and it's been a month and she put the new guy's name on his arm or her arm.
Oh no.
So she has two names.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I would never do that.
No. I wouldn't do that either.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like Edgar's name.
Yeah.
But I would get my kids' names.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? I wanted to get their birth date. Roman numerals, like on my rib cage.
Aw.
But I feel like that hurts.
If I get a tattoo, you're going to be there for it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you'd have to be there.
Like, soon?
For support.
I'll be there.
Because I've never done it.
We could get matching tattoos.
Yeah. Of, like, a pelican.
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
What?
On our forehead.
Or on our back. Oh, that would be nice. Cool. Yeah. The wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be really cool, actually.
Yeah, that would be.
And, put, fly like an eagle, but then it's, a pterodactyl. Not even the right bird.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Irma, for being on the podcast. Thanks. Where can we find you?
On Instagram, Irma_Gomez1.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, we should do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe see you in Tennessee.
Oh, I know. Hopefully. Let me know when you start planning.
Okay. I will.
Yeah. Hopefully I can plan with you.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.